Chapter 13. Kilometres to the south, the orc horde was still on the run. The gutless humans had somehow done it again. Ever since the attack in camp the night before, the hard shells had done nothing but pretend to put up a fight, then flee further up the gorge. It had gone on for so long that by the time they had finally cornered the enemy in the foothills, the horde was almost berserk with thwarted bloodlust. And then, just when it seemed like they were about to give the hard shells the kicking they deserved, death came raining down on the horde from above. The gorge, which had served them so well these past few months, had been turned against them. Now, instead of a refuge, it had become a trap. Howling and cursing at the steep, uncaring slopes, the greenskins reached the smouldering remains of their camp and kept on going. Their only thought was to escape the trap, to scatter across the fertile lands to the south, and survive until Snargrod sent a ship to retrieve them. That is what they had been told when the fleet had left for Caradon. Lay low, pick a fight or two, and wait. Raiders would return soon to pick up whoever was left. It was those thoughts of escape that drove the remnants of the horde into the Eldar's next ambush. South of the camp lay the narrow place where the walls of the gorge came together so close that only three orcs could walk it side by side. A handful of greenskins could hold that gap against an army, they had all thought. Now the choke point worked against them, bringing the panicking mobs to a grinding halt while they filtered through the narrow lane like sands through an hourglass. Silent and patient as their namesakes, the warp spiders were waiting for them. The first dozen orcs died without realizing their peril, racing headlong into monofilament webs spat by the Eldar death spinners. Screams of pain and the reek of spilled blood filled the air, drowning out the thin whistling sound of the spinners as they created a glittering killing ground before the greenskins. Another two dozen orcs died, thrashing and struggling as the weight of the horde behind them drove them inexorably into the gleaming strands. The slaughter went on for several minutes before the rest of the orcs realized their peril. They were trapped. Other orcs caught glimpses of dark figures along the sides of the gorge as well. Bulky, armored silhouettes carrying huge weapons that appeared and disappeared along the high slopes. It was only a matter of time before those weapons, whatever they were, opened fire on the packed ranks of the horde. Faced with threats from every direction, the orcs cast about for some place, any place, where they could take refuge. Finally, one of them remembered the caves. The caves! The shooters on the slopes could not reach them there. The shouts went up from one end of the diminished horde to the other. Within moments, the greenskins were stampeding for five dark tunnel mouths, hidden beneath a wide rocky ledge along the western side of the gorge. The mountain swallowed them up as quickly as it had spat them out almost 12 hours before. Not long after the last of the greenskins disappeared inside, the five warp spiders blinked into existence along the top of the ledge and stood watch, ensuring that none of the orcs tried to come out again.